I was burning out. I burned out a few times. I think, as I say, 3 times in the first 5 years of FSN, I completely burned out, where to the point where I hated coaching. I just, the last thing I wanted to do was get on the floor. And that's because I was so exhausted from everything else I had to do, and everything else I was putting up with, and everything else I was listening to, and people I was listening to, the people, and then I was too concerned about different things that were going on. And again, the things you can't change. If you can't change it, don't put your time and energy on it. It's a recipe for disaster. So if you can't change it, move on and focus on things that you can change. That is a huge lesson, I think, that everyone needs to learn. And the earlier you learn it, the better you're gonna be long term. The big thing I say is, like, you gotta win the morning.
Heavy requirements on them to lift heavy weights.
The conversation has to be changed.
What you truly value.
The right way, there's no wrong way.
Become the source of struggle.
I kept, like, finding myself in tears from the physical pain.
You're listening to the Stephen Kinsler Podcast.
Hey guys, so welcome to the show. This is episode 50. It's been a long time coming, actually, because I've been procrastinating about getting back on doing the podcast. I've been telling myself to do it, and I keep putting it and putting it in my weekly schedule, and then I keep removing it to do other things. But I do enjoy doing them, and I do enjoy being on them, and I love kind of giving out some of my knowledge. I suppose part of it would be some of the stuff that I say. I might feel like, oh, well, I'm more worried about what other people will think, but then I genuinely don't care what other people think to a point, unless it's someone very close to me. Because my goal is to impact people that need it. It's not to impact people that I have no interest or care about. So today's podcast is 10 years in business. Now, before we get into that, if you are currently listening, I would appreciate a like or subscribe to the channel. It means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the algorithm as well, which helps it grow. So if you can, that'd be great. But for now, it's 10 years in business, and plus my 5 lessons that I've learned over the 10 years. So FSM was brought into existence on the 17th of December, 2023. We opened our doors on the 1st of January in 2024, and it is now 2014, and it is now 2024. So we are legitimately 10 years in business. We've gone from 1 client to 300 clients, between kids, teens, and our adult programs, plus personal training and all of that. So some of the things that we've learned, firstly, before it all happened, was there's been kind of, it didn't just happen out of nowhere. There's been kind of 5 attempts to start a business. I'm not going to go into the details of what happened with all 5, but we had a first, I think it would have been 2003, 2004, called Body Balance Personal Training, which was me doing freelance aerobics. Yeah, I was that guy, freelance aerobics, had hair, the fancy dancing, coordinated stuff, bums, tums, and ties, and all that, plus a bit of sports therapy, sports massage therapy. I know, just saying it feels awful. But yeah, that was my thing. I was gonna take over the world through aerobics. And then the second one that I had would have been personal training company called Strength Core, which was my own, just me and my own, just coaching people after hours when I worked in the gym. Then I kind of met up with one of my friends, and we did Evolution Fitness Strength and Conditioning, which was to be the big thing. And we had some really good ideas, and we had some really good focus. It didn't turn out. Again, that was my first kind of business partner thing, which I'll talk about as one of my lessons. After Evolution Fitness, we went where it was CrossFit Bray. I opened up a gym called CrossFit Bray. That didn't go, like, that lasted a year. It didn't go well. And that was, again, I'm gonna try to, through no fault of my own, that didn't go well. I was doing everything that I was meant to do. And then there was meant to be something in between that. Something before CrossFit Bray, there was a thing in between that was meant to happen between a couple of guys and me, to open up a huge facility. Again, didn't come to fruition. And then there was FSM Bray, which was originally CrossFit Bray, CrossFit FSM. And again, that was my third business partnership. CrossFit Bray would have been my second business partnership, which I thought was a business partnership. Turns out wasn't so. Again, lessons I will go into later. When it comes to that, we opened FSM. We started growing. We started doing things. As obviously you start your own business, you're doing everything. You're a man of many hats. You are the coach. You are the manager. You are the cleaner. You're the admin. You're the maintenance guy. You're there first thing in the morning. You're there last thing at night. You're doing 80-hour work weeks, 90-hour work weeks because you're trying to grow a company. I think part of growing a company is being there a lot, so you can understand how hard it is. But you can avoid doing a lot of stuff I did. So we went through a few years. We had some highs. We had some lows. We had some. And what I realized today, and again, hindsight is amazing, is that when you reflect on things, you can see a lot of the shitty times or the bad times that I had were emotionally driven. They were emotionally driven. They weren't focused on what's actually happening. I found it to be an emotionally driven aspect of why I was feeling bad. I was burning out. I burned out a few times. I think, as I say, 3 times in the first 5 years of FSN, I completely burned out where... to the point where I hated coaching. I just, the last thing I wanted to do was get on the floor. And that's because I was so exhausted from everything else I had to do and everything else I was putting up with and everything else I was listening to, the people I was listening to, the people. And then I was too concerned about different things that were going on. And again, the things you can't change. If you can't change it, don't put your time and energy on it. It's a recipe for disaster. So if you can't change it, move on and focus on things that you can change. That is a huge lesson I think that everyone needs to learn. And the earlier you learn it, the better you're going to be long term. So we went through some highs and lows. And then the business partnership went its ways. Again, right now sitting here, for the best thing that could have happened to me back then, worst thing that was happening to me. So going through that kind of really tough time and kind of feeling like I was being I wasn't stabbed in the back. It was just because it was very upfront. It was like, well, yeah, there was a few things. But the main thing was like they wanted out, but they also wanted money to get out. And for the first kind of 4 or 5 years of FSM, I made, I think, between 10 to 14 grand a year because I didn't know how to manage. I didn't know how to run the company properly. And I had to pay the coaches that were there and to make sure all the bills were paid. I could take very little money. And my saving grace was at the time my wife had a full-time job. And so she was able to subsidize the family unit for the first few years. And then obviously things changed. But that was, like, I suppose, a really tough time. Then we kind of got on our feet a little bit, and then we had to move the gym after 5 years. We got kicked out of our place, and then we had to get a substantial loan to build a new gym. And again, at that time, it felt like it was shit. It was a horrible time, and it's like almost quit, only for my wife said, what else are you going to do? And we got this place that we're in now, and we're more secure. So fast forward 10 years, going from one client to 300 clients, there is a lot to unpack. There's a lot to understand. There's a lot of highs, a lot of lows. But the main thing that I just want to kind of get across to you is that it is a massive learning journey. And what I take away from this journey is without the hard times, I can't genuinely love the good times that are happening or that have happened and are happening and are going to continue to happen. And one of the kind of the simplest ways to look at it is like, no matter what you do when you're on your own business, you're going to be in a state of stress. There's going to be stress. It just depends. And even when it's stress from can you pay the bills to stress can you pay the staff, from stress to you need to take more time off, to stress of what's next for the company. There's always a variation of the stress, and the guys can obviously equate to that. When it comes to running a business, I'd suppose the top five things that I would say to anyone that's starting is, number one, partnerships. Don't do them. If you are going to do them, I would recommend that you have a legally binding contract of who is in charge of what. I've seen it go wrong for other people. It's gone wrong 3 times for me. Now, there's definitely aspects where I'm at fault for some of this stuff, so I'm not pushing the blame onto other people. But definitely on the second and third one, it was, you do this, I'll do this. It's a gentleman's handshake, and then you get stung on the back end, and it wasn't nice. It wasn't a nice feeling. So that was one of my big things with partnership is, don't do them. If you don't have to do them, don't do them. It's silent partners. Make sure, I don't care what it is, make it legally binding so they can't have a say in what goes on in the business. Or if they are going to have a say in the business, make sure that you have it all on paper so they can't overstep the line and you're protected. That is one of the big things. So if you don't need a business partner, don't get one. Just do the work. The second thing is, build a team. So we've had an amazing team, and I'll get to them in a bit, but building a team is one of the biggest things. Build coaches, hire good coaches, train coaches. Most of the people that have come to FSM have been trained by myself to be coaches. So that's something that I would definitely put your time and effort into. One of the things that, I know the moment that happened. So when my son was born, I remember I was still working most of the hours, and there was three full days I didn't see my son. So that was, I think I went to work on a Wednesday morning at 5:30, and I didn't come home till that evening. My son was in bed, and then I was back in that morning, and then I was back home that night, and it was Friday evening when I got to get home. Or no, actually it wasn't Friday, it was Saturday morning when I actually got to see my son awake. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. This can't happen. So that was one thing that I started to change. So building and building a team was essential. So getting new coaches in, training up coaches, hiring coaches, and do it quicker than you think you need to. Because here's the thing, like, even if you think you're the best coach, your coaches are going to be just as good, if not better, and they're going to be able to do the job. If you find the right team, they'll be able to do the job that you want them to do. And again, that's what we want to see. That's how we want things to be when it comes to running a business. Because the whole point of having a business is that it works for you. Next thing, learn to sell. My God, I hated selling. I hated getting on the phone, doing all those things of, this is how we're going to sell, this is what we need to do. And I genuinely disliked, until it was explained to me why it's so important. And I think selling is probably one of the most important things you need to learn, how to get on the phone, how to ask the right questions. I'm not talking about sleazy sales. Sales isn't sleazy. Like, everyone sells. Everything you buy is sold to you. You buy a can of Monster, it was sold to you by someone at a checkout. It's not a bad thing. It's a thing that saves companies. And it 100% saved my company, and I will thank the person and the people that have helped me with that along the way. Get a mentor, business coach, looking after someone that's going to be able, hiring someone that's going to be able to look after you. And people say, oh, well, I mightn't have the money to do that. Find it. I had 24 hours or 48 hours to find 1600 euros to get to work with a guy. And I found it. I found it because I needed it. So if you really, really want it to happen, it can happen. A business mentor coach is one of the, like, and I still have one today. And I think I'll always have someone, but find someone that has done what you've done and done it better, and then get them to work with you so you can then be on the right track. Because people that have been there, I could probably, if I had to restart everything again, I would probably get where I am today in about 2 to 3 years versus taking 10 years, because I know how to do it better. I know how to be more efficient. I know where to put the money. I know what to save. I just know a lot more about business than I did when I first opened. I think the naivety of opening a gym back then was the reason why I kept going, because if I hadn't known exactly what I was getting myself into, I probably would have taken that nice, sweet, cushy manager's job somewhere else. And understand, lesson number five, understand it is going to be hard. It is tough being a business owner or entrepreneur or whatever you want to call it. It is tough doing that because of the stresses. And as you build a team, you then are responsible for people. So it, the stresses get bigger. And if those people have families, the responses are even bigger. But the day-to-days, making sure your members are right, making sure the building's right, the equipment's good, it is a hard slog. But if you're growth-minded, if you want to achieve things, if you want to impact people in a positive way, help them lead a stronger life, then I 100% say go for it. But understand that it is going to be hard. And yes, we are in a much more comfortable place as a company now, but things are still hard. There's always something new. There's always something challenging. There's always something to deal with. And that's just the way it's always going to be. I don't think it's ever going to be anything different. But for now, like, again, like, we've come close to shutting the doors twice at FSM. And again, when I talk about the gratitude, I'll explain why I was able to avoid shutting down the company twice. Some of the members seen a video I posted a while ago on that. And yeah, it's really like, It's like anything in life. It's hard. But if you're focused and you know what you want to do, and I know what I want to do, I know what type of person I want to be, I know what the people I want to help, I know where I want my company to go. It's never going to be just plain sailing. There's going to be storms, and you just got to ride it out, and you got to just keep going. So my top five lessons is, number one, don't do partnerships. But if you do, if you're adamant about being in a partnership, even if it's with your best friend, make sure you have a legally binding contract of who is responsible for what, and that is it. Just protect yourself and protect them as well. Number two, build a coaching team that allows you to step away from the business. That is your second thing that you should put a lot of time and effort into. It should be your priority goals for one of your main priority goals for every year, is keep expanding and building on the efficiency of your team. Number three, learn to sell. Learn to ask the right questions, because the thing is, most people don't know what they want in a gym. You know how to get them fit and healthy. So learn how to sell yourself to do that. And not the bad way, not the cheesy way, and don't promise them bullshit. Be honest and upfront, get them to take ownership and learn to sell them. And if you do that, you will have clients long term. And then when you get to that point, you won't have to sell as hard, because you'll be at a point where people are coming to you. So you just have to say, when do you want to sign up? And that is a great feeling. Trust me, it's a great feeling when I get people calling, going, just asking to sign up. There's no pitch. There's no, well, tell me about FSM. It's like, we want to come here because we've read the reviews. We have friends that have got amazing success. I'm like, yes, okay, deadly. All right, so when are we starting? And then understand, number four, get a mentor. Get a business coach, hire someone, or even just meet for lunch with someone, and just get someone to give you a little bit of guidance or take you under their wing to help you grow a lot faster than it would take if you do it on your own. And then number five, like I said, just understand it is going to be hard. It is just uncomfortable. It's tough. It's stressful. It's emotional. But it's 100% worth it. Well, for me anyway. None of this is possible without people. I know people, I'm a self-made man. Oh, I'm a self-made woman. No, you're not. Because someone was there helping you along the way. So the gratitude that I've had for the last 10 years, and obviously for my life, but the gratitude that I've had for the last 10 years is huge. And the amount of people, I want to list off some people. I might miss some people. And it's not true an ill intent of trying to leave you out. But when it comes to FSM, the first thing I want to, like, the gratitude I have for all the coaches, and we've had a lot of coaches over the years. We've had some that are still with us today, and we've had some that have gone on to do their own thing in the fitness industry. We've had guys that have gone off just into different fields. Just the fitness industry wasn't for them, or they wanted to travel, or they wanted to do other things with their life. And we've had a fair few, and like the first two, I'm gonna quickly run through them all, give them all a mention. Is like, number one is Dave Lacey is the head coach at FSM. He is the head of programming. He is the head of nutrition. He is the solid as a rock coach. But when you first met Dave all those years ago, you wouldn't have said that about him, because he was quite shy, slightly introverted in regards to like kind of being able to command the room. But what he's done, how he's changed, how he's evolved himself is exceptional. And you would never question his ability to coach, or like the information that he has, or his capacity to have empathy for people when it comes to coaching. And that's why Dave's with me like 10 years, and it's been amazing. It's been a journey with him, and it's been great to see him going from just barely being qualified, doing a little bit of coaching somewhere, to becoming an intern, to becoming a coach, to head coach, and then impacting our coaches, which is great. Alex has been with me again since he's 15 as a client, and then he trained up and he's like 22 now. He's really good head and his shoulders. He knows what he wants. He's a wealth of knowledge. I know what he wants to do when it comes to his college and his educational career, and I want to know where he wants to be financially. And he's got really good goals, really kind of exciting goals, and I'm very excited to see what he does with the rest of that, and hopefully that's going to be with FSM2. Other coaches, I suppose we had Emer, who was a ball of energy, who ran with the kids coaches and did summer camps and stuff like that. Absolute legend. She moved to England. She's like, I'm sure she's still a ball of energy over there as well. We had Coach Sarah, who I had a lot of time for. Coach Sarah, I couldn't give her the thing she needed the most, which is the hours, or the money, the pay at the time. I lost out on that one in a big way. She's off in America now. She's a couple of kids. She does a lot of venturing. She seems to be living a lovely life. Her mum is a member of the gym, and they're absolutely just great people. Then we had Sue Hewitt was a tough cookie. That woman could coach. She was mean. She's a mean person in a good way, very mean in a good way. And her thing to me was, I'm going to work here for 3 years. I'm going to open my own place. And guess what? She worked at FSM for 3 years. She opened her own place. She's doing very well for herself. And I have nothing but love for that woman. Jack O'Connor was one of my first ever teens of FSM. He started coaching with the kids and teens. I think he like punished teens more so than coached them. He went off to college. I think he got like 5 degrees or something, and does his own entrepreneurial stuff now. He's doing really well, very successful for himself. We had Ian. Ian was with us for just a little bit. Very analytical when it comes to movement patterns and how people should move. He was only with us for short, but like he had a decent impact on it. So he was good, very curious, asked questions why, and wanted to know more about movement and standards and stuff, which is great. And I love that about coaches. Then we had Reen, who was with us for, geez, I think Reen was with us 5-6 years. And he was a real good impact on the teens, the kids and the teens. We had Lee, who's if you can say one thing about Lee, he is mad as a hatter. I thoroughly enjoyed spending time. Managing Lee was hard, but training and doing stuff like that and events with Lee was great crack. But Lee was an absolute legend when he was here. Then we had Dave Bryan, who's an absolute gent. Who else do we have? We had Kirsten and Ben, who were here. Ben was green as the day, green as grass, that lad was, when he came in to start with FSM, and then he became a really kind of a very confident in himself coach, which was great. Kirsten's a no-nonsense coach. And then we had Carl, who was only with us for a small time. Natalie was only with us for a small time. And then every single coach that came in had an impact on us. Sue, my wife, was a kids coach for a while. That was entertaining. And then every coach that was with us had an impact on people. And it was great to see. Oh, sorry. And we have Circa and we have Abby, who are our junior coaches right now. And they're gearing up to be really, 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 really good coaches as well. But every single one of them, they all had an impact. Their goal was to help our members. So that's the thing. whether they're they mightn't been as skilled enough, or they wouldn't be able to understand a room, or have they, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but that emotional intellect of how to deal with people with different personality traits, being able to spot how you should conduct yourself with people. Like a lot of them were young coaches, so they were only learning this stuff. So that type of aspect, I think, it's just learning. It's just learning as a coach, and what like everyone goes through as coaching. So yeah, that was, I don't even know where I'm going with this one, but yeah, their whole purpose was to help people. They're here to make our members happy. So I'm eternally thankful for them being a part of FSM at one point in time, whether it was a short time or a long time. It means a lot that they were here on the journey with FSM, me and FSM. Then we also had the members. Like we've had members since day one. It's been amazing to see them, that they're still here, that they still believe in what we do. We've had hundreds and thousands of people, I suppose, go through the doors over 10 years. And I genuinely believe we have the best members, because they are willing to try new things. They are willing to put the work in. They are willing to, and whether you're here for a couple of months or you're here for a couple of years, the goal is that our goal is to help you. And I guess sometimes people find different training programs or training methods, or they might, life happens and all of that. And again, as a younger coach, a younger business owner, I would have felt more emotional about people leaving the gym. And it's never nice to see anyone leave, but we've had people leave, we've had people come back, we've had people leave for reasons that we can't explain, we've had people leave for very valid reasons. But every single member that's been a part of FSM, you helped us grow to where we are today. And I am eternally grateful, and I have gratitude for every single person that's come through the door. Even if we might have argued once or twice with some very few, maybe 1% of those people. That's for another show. Mentors. So one of the things that you need to understand, and I said this in my lessons, is get a mentor. So we've had loads of mentors, and I've mentioned Coach Dan John many times, but mentors that I've personally worked with to better my business. Number one, Ty Arnett helped me an awful lot. Helped me understand how to make the business, how to make a culture and a community, was really good. He came to FSM for a 24 hours, for a full day, and just to learn from him in person. I did a couple of his seminars as well, and just, it's everything's possible. And I suppose the main takeaway is do the work and do what works for you, and stop worrying about other people and stop worrying about the gym around down the road. No one's in competition with you. There's enough to go around, and just do the work. And if you're doing a good enough job, people will turn up and people will stay. So that's one thing. Tom Gannon, I cannot thank Tom Gannon enough. Tom, I first originally met in CrossFit. He was one of the owners of CrossFit Ireland. And then it was, he has a very good company called Fit Within that's still located in Sandyford. Tom literally, I'm going to say this, Tom literally helped me save my company. When I was on one of the cusps of shutting down, I had no money, and I actually wrote him a check, and I was hoping that the money would land from memberships in the account before he cashed it. I had to pay him a check. That's how bad it was. And Tom spent 12 weeks with me teaching me about sales and how to get people in. And then I still go back to Tom every now and again for just updates on just having a little bit more insight into the business, because he's such an analytical head on him and how to grow a business and what to focus on, where you feel is doing good might not necessarily been doing good. And I was only with him there in December, and because of those meetings, we've made some very big changes at FSM for the better, for me, for the coaches, and for the members, which has been great. He put me in touch with Ollie did my first paid ads thing, which I was very I don't know if it's paid ads thing again. Ollie, I think I was with Ollie for like a year and a half, I think nearly 2 years, and that on top of Tom's training saved my company, because I was able to get people on the phone. And when that came to an end, I moved to FMA. FMA is Fitness Marketing Agency. Ben and Charlie, I went with them. I had a meeting with Ben. And the thing about it is like I've actually been getting emails from Ben, I think, for about 5 years, 6 years. And I've always been kind of on the fence. And then I told him that in our first interview, actually, our first meeting. And the thing about FMA is FMA got me to grow my, nearly double my business in the time I was with them. I think I was with them for 3 years. Because of what they did. Now, I'm no longer with FMA, and the reason I'm no longer with them is nothing on their end. Is FSM is at a juncture where we're constantly getting, we don't need to run the ads, and we have a lot of stuff in place, and I do have another business mentor, which I'll mention, who's helping me out with all the other things as well. So it was kind of like, well, we can only really go down one road and focus on one pathway, and FMA, that was my point where I had to step away from FMA, and I spoke to the guys, and I appreciate everything you do, and if anyone ever asks me about working with them, I 100% say go do it, because it'll be the greatest investment and learning curve that you'll have. But not all things last forever, and it doesn't have to end in a bad way, which is again another big lesson. But we're at FMA for 3 years, and then for the last couple of years we've been with Paul Mort. Paul Mort is my mentor, business coach. He has helped me not only help me change and run FSM better, but he has helped me deal with my own personal stuff and become a better human, which I think is much needed. I also have done his Paul Mort Coaching Academy, which I did in person and I did online. I'm about to restart it again because I constantly, there's so much in there to learn, and that is allowing me to help my clients better. It's helping me to launch a new aspect of the company, to help more people, not just through fitness, but just through mindset and just getting them to ask the right questions, to understand that we need to put in the work to achieve the goals, and we can't rely on things just to fall on our lap. And that would be called the Resilient Mind, is what we're going to be launching. And then I suppose, like, if I had to say which one was the biggest one, I said at the time each one had its own independent impact on me that helped me grow to see where I needed to go next. And I think that's a really good lesson. And there's been a lot of other people. There's been coaches out there, other gym owners that I look up to, that I admire, that I've been able to reach out to them to ask questions. They've reached out to me to ask me questions. And I love seeing gym owners be successful. I love seeing them work hard. And then I love when I get appreciated. So, like, there's definitely, like, off the top of my head, there are likes of Eamon from CrossFit Ronin, Jamie and Darina from CrossFit Bua, Joey O'Shaughnessy, Urban Fitness. I've always been impressed with what he does there. Alan Doyle from Broomhill Fitness, which was CrossFit D12. The lads, and I was just trying to say, the lads from East Coast Barbell, Sammy Dowling and Barry Kinsler, who set up the first weightlifting club in Bray. That was just amazing times. It was great to learn from a different side of the industry as well, and weightlifting and that type of skill. As I said, Dan John, Jeff and Mickey Martin from Brand X, that helped us grow our youth program. Johnny Smith, Jane Erbacher. There's too many. Julian Pinot, as I said, Dan John, Tom French, from CrossFit Galway, the original CrossFit Galway. All of these different people at different times were able to come into my life and help me. And there's tons more there. And if I've left you out, I'm sorry. My brain's just, I'm actually struggling to think of the people that have helped me. Or that I've just met over the years, and I've met at different seminars. Lorna CrossFit West Dublin, we started on the trajectory together. Scott Hayes, the guys at CrossFit Ireland, all of those different interactions that we've had over the years, and it's been a roller coaster. And I love when we go to events and we see them and we get to chat with them, and then
it's to see them grow and to see them be successful in their own right and what they're doing, and for them to say things about FSM that are pretty cool to hear back. And like, that's, I suppose, they're not mentors, but just to see all that, the gratitude I have for them being a part of my life, for giving, for listening to me, for getting, for being allowed to learn from them, has been a huge aspect. And then I suppose the last person, people, is my family. My wife, who, without a shadow of a doubt, is the rock, right? 100% has pulled me up when I'm at my lowest of lows. And not in a loving way. Well, it wasn't a loving way, but it wouldn't have been the nicest way. But like, what the fuck else are you going to do? Make it work. Go do it. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Go get it done. And I don't think without her, I think the move of FSM probably wouldn't happen. So my gratitude to her is huge, forever. And then my two kids, who, just to have two people that my life and world evolves around, is, yeah, it's, I can't explain it. I can't explain, unless you're a parent, I suppose you won't really know or get it, is that you cannot love two people more, and they could pretty much do anything to you and you would always still love them. They drive me to be better. They drive me to inspire them by doing challenges, being successful, and just wanting them to have the life that I would have wanted as a kid. Not to say that I had a bad life. I didn't. I've had great experiences. But I want to give them the options of doing things that probably I wasn't able to do when I was younger. And yeah, they're like my family. My family is huge to me. And I would be nothing without him. So that is one of the, I suppose, the biggest gratitude that I have is to them for being in my life, for my wife for putting up with me, even though I'm not that bad to deal with, I don't think. She might say different. And then my kids for just being there and giving me hugs when I might not be in the best of moods, or asking me to go play, or and just saying the cutest things and all that stuff is just amazing. So, yeah. So 10 years in business, loads learned, loads of failures, which is all learning. Some really good successes. We've had the lowest of the lows with the highest of the highs. And the crazy thing about it, so the crazy thing of all this 10 years, right? I feel like I haven't even started. I really, really do. I feel like there's so much more to do. There's so much more we can do. I can help so much more people. I can impact some more people. I can give people lives that they never thought they'd have financially by working at FSM. I can give people a new lease on life, on fitness, on health that they never thought that they could have. And like, I helped two people, like, and their choice, quit alcohol. Which is huge. They're just like, what's the point? Because of conversations that we had. Now, that's not to say you want to drink. I would have a drink very rarely now. I do. But it's that thing is huge, and impacting the teens and the kids and what we want to do there. And I love it. I love every minute of it. Even the bad times, even the shit times. I absolutely love what I do because I get to help people. And that's the big thing. And now that we have a team, we have a really strong team, I have lads that I would like you die in your shield for them type of coaches. That's what we're at. And it feels like the beginning. It really does. I there's no other way to explain it. I feel like I haven't started. I still feel kind of young. I know I'm not. 41. About to turn 42. But I still get away with wearing a backwards hat, so I'm happy. I'm happy with that. So, guys, that is 10 years of working at FSM as a coach, business owner. the gratitude I've had for everyone that's impacted me over those years, the members, my family, my business mentors, other gym owners, all of that. And again, like I said, if I didn't drop your name in there, then I am sorry. Also, sorry, mentioned Thomas Keating, my sounding board, absolute sounding board when I need someone's honest, pure advice. Always been there. But yeah, that, and then the five lessons, let's go through them again, right? So we got, if you're going to go on a partnership, make sure firstly, don't do it. If you have to do it, make sure there's a legally binding contract on that. Build a team as soon as possible. Don't wait. You're never going to be the right time. You're never going to have enough money to start getting a coach. Get a coach. Learn to sell. Hire people that know how to sell to teach you how to sell. And get the right marketing companies involved. Get the right people that can help you grow your business to what you want to do. Also understand your metrics. Where do you want to be in 12 months? Huge. How many members you want to have? How much money you want to make? Get a mentor, which I should always have one. And then understand that it is going to be hard. It is just a hard slog, but Jesus Christ, I loved every minute of it, even the bad times. So episode 50 in the bag, guys. I hope you took something away from it, and then I hope to be constantly rolling out our podcasts and just making it better long term. If you did like it, or you have any takeaways from the show, I'd love to know your comments. Leave them below. I definitely will respond to them. And like I said, if you are interested or you have a really cool story or journey that you'd like to share, like, reach out to me. I'd love to have you on the show. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, whatever platform you're listening to this on. It's YouTube, Podbean, Spotify. We are there. There's going to be some short, like kind of 10-minute podcasts coming out, just on little tidbits that I want to focus on, and then bigger ones with some guests. We're going to be looking at doing some more cool stuff when it comes to what we're doing, excuse me, at FSM as well. So that's going to be pretty cool. But guys, for now, for me, thank you for listening.
The big thing I say is that you got to win the morning.
Heavy requirements on them to lift heavy weights.
The conversation has to be changed.
What you truly value.
The right way, there's no wrong way.
Become the source of struggle.
I kept like finding myself in tears from the physical pain.
You're listening to the Stephen Kinsler Podcast.